Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Millions of people in the U.S. state of Florida dealing with heavy rains, high winds from Hurricane Irma as it makes its way up the west coast of the state. Such a major hurricane has not hit the region in more than 100 years. President Trump declared Florida a major disaster area, and the state's governor, Rick Scott, spoke about the situation.
I know a lot of people are praying for us around the world. I know a lot of people want to help us. I tell them we need more volunteers. We have over 400 shelters open now, but we'll need volunteers after the fact to distribute food and water and clean up debris.
Among the many shelters across Florida are those operated by the American Red Cross. Their spokesperson, Nigel Hollerby, is in Orlando, Florida.
This is a massive operation. We have thousands of volunteers that are deployed, and we are still even monitoring this storm as it goes north of us here. So in Orlando, we know that this is not the end of where the storm will cause some damage or to create a problem for folks.
Before reaching Florida, Irma left at least 25 dead across the Caribbean and virtually flattened some islands, including Barbuda, where residents have been told they have to leave the island, more than likely permanently. The U.S. has deployed the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force to help recovery efforts there, as well as taking care of the people on the Dutch Caribbean island of St. Martin, which also suffered severe damage along with the U.S. territories, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Reuters reporting now that Al-Shabaab militants captured the Somali border town of Balad-Howell near Kenya after it detonated a suicide car bomb, then stormed a military base early today. The group says 24 Somali soldiers were killed, but there was no independent confirmation. This is VOA News. UN Security Council set to vote today on a weakened U.S. draft resolution to impose new sanctions on North Korea over its latest nuclear test. The resolution was changed in a bid to appease North Korea's ally China and Russia, which might not vote for the version, any version, they say, of implementing more sanctions. The draft seen by Reuters no longer proposes blacklisting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The initial draft proposed he be subjected to a travel ban and an asset freeze along with four other North Korean officials. The final text only lists one of those officials. North Korea said today the U.S. would have a price to pay if more sanctions were imposed on it. An offer of a month-long ceasefire by the Muslim militants in western Myanmar has apparently been rejected as a number of displaced Rohingya refugees seeking safe haven in neighboring Bangladesh has swelled to nearly 300,000. The Arkan Rohingya Salvation Army, or ARSA, declared a unilateral truce so aid could reach the refugees. Carnegie Endowment Southeast Asia analyst Vikram Nehru is not surprised the government would refuse to deal with a group they called terrorists.
The recent information is that the ARSA forces are being led by jihadis with links to Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, and has given some credence to the argument that the Myanmar armed forces have been making that these are terrorists.
ARSA is blamed for sparking an army crackdown after its fighters launched coordinated attacks on security forces last month. Pope Francis ended his trip to Colombia by appealing to the people to unite to end more than a half century of armed conflict. Speaking at a mass in Cartagena, he said if Colombia wants a stable and lasting peace, it must untie the knots of violence and unravel the complex threads of disagreement. He also expressed what he called his closeness to each one of the sons and daughters of Venezuela. Colombia's neighbor has long been embroiled in years of economic and political crisis. The death toll from the massive earthquake that rocked southern Mexico has now risen to at least 90, with most of the fatalities in Oaxaca State. The powerful 8.2 magnitude quake struck off Mexico's far southern Pacific coast just before midnight on Thursday. And Rafael Nadal has earned his third U.S. Open Tennis Championship and his 16th Grand Slam title of his career with a win over Kevin Anderson of South Africa.
That's the latest world news from VOA.